we start agenda paper 8. This issue is related to application of IFRIC 14, and the question was whether the minimum funding requirement for contributions to cover future service would apply only for the minimum fixed period and specific circumstances. The Interpretations Committee tentatively decided not to add this issue to its agenda at its March meeting because it thought that IFRIC 14 provides sufficient guidance. We received 4 comment letters on this tentative decision. All of the respondents acknowledged that the tentative decision is useful, but 2 of them requested further clarification, particularly about the term funding principles. This paper provides a summary of comments and our analysis on them. On the basis of the comments and our analysis, we recommend the Interpretations Committee should finalize the agenda decision, but it should modify the wording to describe our analysis more precisely and to address some points raised by the respondents. In particular, as presented in Appendix A, the modified decision would clarify that the funding principles as a factor pattern include the method and assumptions to calculate the minimum funding basis that determines contributions to be paid. Does the Interpretation Committee agree with our recommendation to finalize the decision and the wording in Appendix A of this paper?
Comments? Tony?
Just one thought. I agree with the direction of the amendments to the agenda decision. I continue to support the agenda decision. I just had, it's really one thought, but it applies to a couple of places, that I agree that the funding principles will be used to determine the assumptions, but as I think we discussed last time, that doesn't mean that the assumptions don't change. The assumptions are set to reflect the funding principles. And so when you get to, it's the penultimate paragraph, little b, it says, should not include changes to the funding principles, including the assumptions. I don't think that gets you to the right place, because the funding applying the funding principles may mean that you need to change the assumptions, because the assumptions are driven off the funding principles. So maybe a change in market conditions leads the funding principles to say you need to change the assumptions. And so I would probably delete those 3 words that got added. And when I go back into the first paragraph and little d, is clarify that it's the funding principles that drive the method and the assumptions. It doesn't mean that those method, the method and the assumptions remain the same if the funding principles determine that they ought to be changed. Otherwise, completely happy.
Are we on board with? You lost me at one point on precisely which 3 words you were talking about, but Akemi seems to understand. So,
Tony, can I just check though? So, looking at the proposed wording for the final agenda decision on page 12. Subparagraph D, are you saying that you would change that around that order? Because we've proposed there to say the funding principles include the method and assumptions.
I'm thinking maybe method for determining the assumptions or something like that. What I'm keen to avoid is that we say, is that we give the impression that you can't change the assumptions. That's all it is. I think there are circumstances where the funding principles will require you to change the assumptions in some circumstances.
I'm not following. Reinhard, do you think you could?
I completely agree with what Tony is saying. And I think the 3 words, Tony, you were talking about are probably the 3 words that troubled me the most, which is on page 13 in B, including the assumptions. So the estimate should not include changes to the funding principles, including the assumptions. I think my preference would be to strike those 3 words, and then really in D, up above on page 12 articulate that the funded principles, you know, determine the method and assumptions that would be used to calculate the minimum funding basis. And where the reason why I was troubled in particular with those three words on page 13 and B is because you may have the minimum funding may generate a surplus. And paragraph 21 already talks about where you have a surplus, you may need to factor that into your assumptions as to what your contributions will be. So to avoid some inconsistencies, I thought eliminating those words or potential inconsistencies or eliminating those words in the latter part of the agenda decision and then making changes along the lines of what Tony suggested to D would be helpful.
Andrew?
Yeah, I share those concerns. I think this has all been raised in the context of the UK regime. Certainly I noted the staff paper referred to the UK Pensions Act. The UK regime just sets a statutory funding objective, which doesn't say a great deal, then requires the trustees to prepare a so-called statement of funding principles, which places a responsibility on the trustees to, I think, determine and document what I call certain factors of the minimum funding basis. And I think that latter phrase, IFRIC 14, uses to describe the actuarial method and assumptions that will be used to work out the surplus or deficit on the MFR basis. The legislation does say that statement of funding principles is revised from time to time as necessary. So as Tony says, it's not cast in stone. In that sense, the statement of funding principles and the schedule of contributions, in that they both get revised from time to time. It's just the schedule of contributions is revised on a fixed time frame, and the funding principles are revised on a kind of as and when needed basis. I think that leads me on to an issue I think we should tackle more explicitly in the agenda decision, which is that this all rests fairly heavily off paragraph 21 of IFRIC 14, that paraphrasing says that you don't assume future changes in the minimum funding basis until they're contractually agreed or if they're legislative substantively enacted. What we're in effect saying is that those factors of the minimum funding basis that are determined by the trustees are within the scope of that sentence of paragraph 21. They're equivalent to a statutory or contractual requirement. And I don't think that's an obvious thing, because the trustees are acting under their own discretion within a legal framework. So I think if the view of this committee, it certainly is my view that the schedule of funding principle, the statement of funding principles is within the scope of power 21, we should kind of say so, and preferably say why that is. I also sent in some more. I didn't mean to make my drafting suggestions quite as extensive as they turned out, but I perhaps got a bit carried away, so sorry about that. I do think that we could be clearer on the relationship between the statement of funding principles and the minimum funding basis. And I think the current wording, as Hewitt-Swett uses words like agreement and contract and arrangement, it's not always quite clear what we're referring to. And I think because there are certain things that you are prohibited from anticipating and certain things that you must anticipate, which are your future contributions beyond the minimum period, we need to be clear on exactly what phrases we're using. So I've sent in those suggestions offline, but the main point I wanted to make was about this Power 21 issue.
Okay. Bob?
I agree with Tony's suggestions of eliminating assumptions in the B, in the penultimate paragraph, in B and D in the first paragraph. I thought they went beyond what we had agreed to. I thought at the last meeting what we had agreed to was that I can't assume that there'd be no contributions after the negotiation period, but that there might be situations where I could see that there would be a different set of contributions after the negotiation period. And if I can't revise the assumptions from what I had today, then I can't make that change to reflect what I really believe that the contributions are going to be after the negotiation period.
John?
I agree with most of what's been said. I don't think the agenda decision is clear what's included in assumptions, but my reading of it, when I read it, the staff paper, is that the assumptions include the contribution rate, and my view is the contribution rate has to be re-estimated after the contractually agreed period. That's part of the estimation process. I don't think you assume a continuation of that rate for the life of the plan. So I'm not sure that taking out the three words, including the assumptions, makes it any clearer, because I think we just come back to the issue raised by some of the respondents, which is, what do you mean by the funding principles? Does that include the contribution rate? So I would subscribe, I think, to what Andrew was suggesting, which is much more clarity as to what is locked in and what is actually re-estimated. I think we need to be clearer on that in the agenda decision.
Okay, Marie?
The new draft address some of the issue raised in the ESMA letter. So we're quite happy with that. I do agree that Andrew ID will make it even clearer, so it would be helpful to have this reference to paragraph 20.
Okay, may I suggest, now, Andrew, you said you've already sent suggestions to Akemi offline, and you understand Andrew's suggestions?
Yes, actually, I understand that some of you suggested deleting three words, including the assumptions in subparagraph 2B, and you also suggest to describe the UK regime more specifically, in particular about the assumptions. And also, we sometimes use the word about, for example, the funding agreement or funding arrangement in the fact pattern, but it's a bit unclear. So we could clarify it in accordance with the typical factor pattern and the UK pension plan. So,
is the committee? I don't want to use the phrase happy on anything to do with pension accounting. But is the committee content with seeing this wording when you see update come through? And if there's any significant problems to it, we'll deal with them. But I don't sense any difficulty.
One
little thing.
Well, little thing. I'm happy to improve some wordings as Andrew suggested, but I'm a bit hesitating to describe the factor pattern too much in detail, and because as I wrote in paragraph 40 of this paper, I think that basically an entity should identify factor patterns in each case, and the factor pattern could vary. So actually, I agree that we should modify some wording to clarify the factor pattern, but I will be a bit hesitate to describe it in detail.
No, we don't want to make it UK-centric, that's clear. We want to make it sufficiently broad, but I think Andrew's tried to articulate a principle around what it's supposed to be.
In sending in my suggestions, I kind of agonized over how UK-specific to make it. I do think the nature of this issue is you do need to look very closely at the particular regime, though. And the phrase funding principles, I think, is drawn partly from UK legislation, and so you can't just use it out of context. So, I don't know. I think
Tony,
are
you going to help me out here?
Well, I guess I share some concerns about making it too specific to the UK context, just because if you do have a similar situation, I wouldn't want to get to a position where people say, but this is all about UK pension legislation. It seems to me that there is quite a simple, I'll use the word principle, I know we're talking about funding principles, there's quite a simple principle here, that if the trustees have to operate within a set of parameters to determine the future contributions, you can't assume they'll go away at the end of the current period. And I think that really is what this is all about. You can't just assume those parameters go away. The assumptions themselves might be different, but you can't assume the parameters that will require the funding to go away. And I'd just like to capture that without getting too mixed up in the detail of a particular plan.
All right, let me propose this. I just got two volunteers to take the first look.
Yeah, happy to do that.
Cammy, when you've got your first look at it, before we issue update to everybody, let's run it past these two gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Thank you very much. It will be very helpful.
Okay. Is that all you needed?